Once again, Pat Johnston.
Yes.
Impressive as your sports was a moment ago. There's a couple of sports stories that you missed, I'm sorry to say.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I want to make sure that I help you out here.
All right.
It's Dave and Pat and Charlie on the Morning Team Show on WSW. It's 7:20. One is about this 49-year-old college freshman, which I'll tell you about in just a moment, which is actually the sports story I wanted to mention because I thought it was kind of a fun story. But then I saw this one. It's okay, it's a stretch to say it's a sports story, but sorry. It has to do with a high school golf team. No, is it sports?
Well, that's sports, yeah.
This is from Texas. Apparently, in Austin, Texas, the Vista Ridge High School golf team practices golf at the Avery Ranch. The Avery Ranch is listed as Texas country golf at its finest. All right, fine. So the high school team earlier this week was going out for his practice, but apparently at the same time, which was unknown until the high school team got out there, the golf course actually had booked an event. An adult entertainment club had booked an event.
How does that get mixed up?
The coach of the golf team says players' parents were contacted and practice was postponed until the next day.
Probably a good idea.
Appropriately, I suspect.
Which is unfortunate, according to rumors, because it was going to be one of the most highly attended practices that day until it was canceled. I'm sorry, I just threw that in for humor's sake.
Yeah.
Anyway, really? I mean, how does that? Yeah,
I'm just gonna stay quiet on this one.
Thank you, for doing right. Yeah, yes, we'll just leave the
remain in good taste.
Yes.
Show your high morality, Pat.
It's a family show. All right, here's the sports story.
Okay, very good.
This is, and I've actually heard, you know, there are a lot of times you hear about non-traditional students who are involved in athletics, but I don't know if I've ever heard of a 49-year-old freshman.
Never.
Who's playing football. This is at North Dakota Junior College.
49.
His name is Ray Rushel. He is a defensive lineman, and it says here, he's been holding his own against players who are more than half his age and a coach who is younger than him.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Did they answer the question about his size? Maybe his size is his biggest attribute.
Remember yesterday we were talking about how journalism works when you should put in the facts?
Yeah, someone left out another fact.
Because that would be, this guy, I'm assuming, must have the athletic capability, including size, in order to compete, especially as a defensive lineman.
Mm-hmm.
But 49 years old, doesn't even say, was he a football player in his high school days? He's got the talents. He is apparently seeking a degree in business management, but he is, again, as 49 years old as a freshman, he's playing.
That's allowed. Okay.
Yeah. Well again, it's not based on age. It's based on your class and your eligibility.
I can't discriminate.
Yeah. I guess, I don't know. I'm 46, so the last thing I'd want to be doing is playing football with a bunch of 18 and 20-year-olds. I'm going to guess they're, as we get older, it takes a little time for us to, recover, whereas when you're a kid, you're able to go.
Let me tell you about playing adult hockey with a bunch of 20-year-olds, maybe some in their
30s. Yeah, exactly.
I think I can relate to this guy.
Right.
Do they call you Pops?
No, but no? They could call me. I'm sure some of them could call me Grandpa.
Grandpa.
Well, you know what, though? I guess that's like Tom Brady. He's 45, and out there with people who are half his age. Even younger than that. What am I talking about?
Right. Even younger than that. That's exactly right. Certainly, I do play as the elder statesman, shall we say.
You're the Gordie Howe of the league.
Yeah. Unfortunately, though, I didn't start playing hockey until a couple of years ago. So I'm more of the unknown Gordie Howe.
Right.
But it's fun nonetheless. But this is a 49-year-old freshman, but I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
He's probably in better shape anyway.
You'd hope, yeah. Or that team's really in bad shape.
Really, that's true, too. That was the team's makeup.